means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green, then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on your number one station. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on SuperSport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTickets.
Your story matters. Absa.
Government dismisses concerns over cybersecurity and cybercrime laws. Solar batteries worth over 1.1 million kwacha stolen from network towers in Southern Province. U.S.-Somali airstrike as a battle rages for key town. To present the news, I'm Lusubelo Gondwe. Home Affairs Minister Jack Mwimbo has dismissed assertions suggesting that the cybersecurity and cybercrimes law infringes upon the rights of individuals intending to invest or reside in Zambia. Mr. Mwimbo has reaffirmed Zambia's position as one of the safest investment and holiday destinations in the world, emphasizing that the country remains committed to protecting its sovereignty and ensuring the security of all its residents and visitors. Reacting to concerns surrounding Zambia's cyber legislation, Mr. Mwimbo says claims that Zambia is not a safe destination or that the rights of investors and visitors are at risk due to cyber laws are unfortunate, contending that Zambia has a duty to safeguard its national interest and defend its people. He has emphasized that the Cybersecurity and Cybercrimes Act No. 22 of 2021 feel threatened by these laws, provided they have no criminal intentions. He argues that these laws are meant to protect, not target, individuals residing in or visiting Zambia. This is according to a statement issued by the Ministry of Home Affairs Principal Public Relations Officer, Mwala Kalaluka. The European Union has announced a significant investment in Zambia with 500 million euros in grants allocated under the 2021 to 2027 financial framework. An additional 153 million euros is earmarked for new programs in key sectors such as energy, water, transport and education. Speaking during the Zambia Europe State House this morning, Managing Director for Africa at European External Action Service, Rita Laranjinha, says this funding aims to strengthen Zambia's development and reinforce the partnership between the EU and Zambia, which has spanned over 50 years. She said this partnership has had a tangible impact in various sectors, including political relations, economic development, access to justice and education.
The bulk of the conversation was very much the EU-Zambia relations. And as you will know, we are marking the 50 years of our partnership. And we concluded that over these years there has been a tangible impact of this relationship on what regards our political relations, human rights, access to justice, economic development, access to services, improved infrastructure, people-to-people contacts as well. But we also concluded that it's important that we have a vision for the future and that we have to revitalize and strengthen our strategic partnership to new levels, namely going beyond.
And President Hakainde Hichilema emphasized Zambia's desire to work with the EU in a deeper way, driven by changing global landscape. President Hichilema has highlighted the need for investment in critical sectors, particularly energy, to exploit minerals essential for economic growth.
Want to work with the EU in a deeper way. Because of the changes taking place. I think it's an opportunity for the EU bloc, for the individual members of the EU, to deepen what you and us do together. And I also want to acknowledge that, yes, the traditional ways of working together have been successful, but I like the alteration of those relationships. Maybe not to the stoppage of what we've been doing, but to add emphasis on economic cooperation, investments, trade. Obviously, to do that, we need to be clear that we have sectors that are important to us and believe important to you, the critical minerals. We would like to see a clear, if you like, articulation of how we are going to work together in that area.
The Zambia Police Service in Southern Province is investigating a series of thefts and aggravated robberies targeting solar batteries from network towers. The Southern Province Police Commanding Officer, Auxencio Daka, has disclosed that between February 18th and April 3rd, 2025, five incidents were reported, resulting in the theft of 139 batteries valued at approximately 1,145,000 kwacha. Mr. Daka says the reported incidents are from Nakempa Tower in Kalomo, where 24 batteries valued at 270,000 kwacha were stolen. Shamafumba Tower in Macha, where 24 batteries valued at 260,000 kwacha were stolen. And Pemba Tower, where 32 batteries valued at 225,000 kwacha were stolen. He has disclosed that one suspect, identified as Livewell Mwanga from Mochipapa Research in Choma, has been arrested and admitted involvement in some of the incidents where he allegedly acted with three others who are still on the run. Mr. Daka says another suspect was fatally injured during a separate incident, and that police have also recorded statements from individuals in Lusaka, including a shopkeeper, her employer, and an employee of MMI Steel Company regarding the sale of stolen batteries to a scrap metal dealer. The Ministry of Agriculture has emphasized the need for farmers and the private sector to embrace research as a means to boost food production for sustenance and export. Speaking today at the National Open Research and Field Day at Mount Makulu in Chilanga, Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, John Mulongoti, says agricultural research is vital for spurring sector growth and contributing to the national economy. The event, hosted by the Zambia Agriculture Research Institute, ZARI, featured demonstrations of improved crop varieties, including 4 armyworm-tolerant maize, drought-resistant sorghum, and finger millet, sunflower, among others. Mr. Mulongoti believes that research-driven technologies are essential for overcoming constraints such as low productivity, pest and disease outbreaks, soil degradation, and climate-related droughts and floods. He pointed out that making these innovations accessible to farmers, especially smallholders, is crucial for increasing yields and overall production.
Following the launch of the Comprehensive Agricultural Transformation Support Program last year, the government has embarked on reforms with the aim of making the sector a viable commercial undertaking. This agricultural transformation agenda is poised to contribute to 1. Increased productivity and production, 2. Enhanced value addition in various commodity chains, 3, promotion of agro exports through private sector participation. 4, employment and wealth creation in agri-food and allied industries. And 3, improved nutrition status of citizens, among others. We are certain that this transformation agenda will accelerate economic growth and increase the contribution of the agricultural sector to the gross domestic product.
Meanwhile,